Audio tutorial, risk memorandum. A risk memorandum is a document used by either a healthcare plan, A, practitioner, B, professional, C, administrator, or D, insurer, to transmit certain risk actuarial work products to end users, usually the plan sponsor, auditor, or regulator. These features of the risk memorandum make it unique. A, such as instigated by the practitioner, etc., as a value-added service to the plan sponsor at a minimal cost. B, the risk memorandum uses the letterhead of the practitioner, etc. C, it uses the new Millennium Labor Division of the computer-prepared work product actuarial responsibility, and the consulting is 100% responsibility of the practitioner. And the practitioner can choose three ways of handling the data input of the work product. It can be reactive, where the AWPSE inputs the data, proactive, where the practitioner inputs the data, or mixed. And D, the risk memorandum carries no liability to the practitioner. The risk memorandum is designed to meet all of the present and anticipated future regulatory requirements, including those of the new health care reform law and Sarbanes-Oxley. The work products that are the subjects of the risk memorandum are described in detail at www.awpse.com, including their sticker prices. Such work products may be emailed to the practitioner for the published fee of $50 per email, if A, the practitioner inputs the data, and B, the work product does not have an ink signature. The following is the menu of seven risk memorandum and a brief description of each. A sample of such memorandum, as well as the work product that is the subject thereof, is linked on the website www.awpse.com. Number 1. Claims Experience Monitoring. This memorandum gives a month-to-month reading of the most critical indices that measure and monitor the claims experience of the plan. Number 2. Benefit Content Valuations. This memorandum shows how the expected total annual cost of the plan-provided benefits are trifurcated between the three payers, participant, employer, and stop-loss. This methodology uses Monte Carlo simulation and is expected to be used when the PPACA regulations are published. It provides for a triple network and stop loss, as well as varying plan terms. Such measures are very helpful in plan design deliberations. 3. Statistical analysis of the projected claims and stop loss terms. This memorandum permits the practitioner to analyze the possible plus-minus variations of the actual to the expected paid claims using statistically based methods. Such variations may be both with and without stop-loss. The economic value of the stop-loss compared to the contracted price is often requested. Such exercise is commonly used when stop-loss terms are being modified. This memorandum responds to the new ERM demands of the Sarbanes-Oxley legislation. Number 4. HRA Option, Feasibility, Funding, and COBRA Rates. This memorandum has current popularity and usefulness because of the interest in using the HRA option with existing health care plans, either self-funded or fully insured. This memorandum may be used as either a new plan feasibility analysis or a renewal feasibility analysis. Number 5. Discrimination testing. This memorandum may transmit a variety of work products all related to healthcare plan discrimination. The form and structure of this memorandum are under construction. Number 6. Annual Risk Actuarial Report, or COBRA. This memorandum permits the practitioner to offer a risk actuarial work product that provides for the projected plan year the A, recommended funding factors, and B, the COBRA rates that meet regulatory requirements. It also provides a reasonable estimate of the claim reserve as of the end of such current plan year. Number 7. Claim reserves. Many practitioners will find it expedient to deliver frequent claim reserve computations. Requests for such are often from the auditors or regulators. In response thereto, inputted lag data by the practitioner or the end user is both possible and practical. This concludes the audio tutorial, Risk Memorandum.